I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, the sounds of Mac Lish, the Iron Man, means is one thing. It's NXT, the after show. It is the Wednesday Night Delight. Yo, how's everyone doing? My name is Slowbo Boys. You can call me the mayor. And we're having a good old time because NXT is broadcasting live from Tulsa University. But we're right here in Los Angeles, California. We have matches, we got results, we got the Punk Rocks Pin tonight, we got TK's Boudoir, we got King's Corn, we got so much more. Before we do, and it is our all-star panel. My far, far left, my man, Fit TV official, just had a birthday. Give it up for Punk Rock David Christopher.
What's going on, guys? Full house tonight. This is like a special moment.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate
that. This will happen again. Jim, how you doing over there, buddy?
Jim, how's down the couch?
Well, I'm getting violated by the couch.
Why are you getting violated by the couch?
That's first time. Right. There's springs coming up from different parts that I don't want to be touching.
The tables are finally turning that couch, man. That's
Thanks for the warning, Jack. I appreciate it.
On tape is right. She's an honorary member of the Broserweights. Give it up for the Emmy nominated Emily May.
Yeah! Woo!
Bro. How you doing, Emily? Good?
I'm good. Well, now I'm an honorary member of the Broserweights.
Yeah.
So, like, my night has been, I'm done. I'm good. I'm out.
Everybody,
Mic drop.
But on her right, she is the host of Women Pro Wrestling Weekly, fresh off her interview with Naomi herself. Give it up for Miss TK Trinidad.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. That's it. All right, cool. And in the booth, making sure the lights are great, the sound drops are on point. Give up for Mr. Ryan Guy.
What's going on, y'all? Psyched to be here.
Yeah.
I'm not slaying as much as Josh, but I am slaying quite a bit.
Josh Eliza, you can find him on the AEW Dynamite After Show. Before we get into tonight's episode,
who are you, host?
Oh,
who are you?
I am Blah Blah Boys. You can call me the mayor. You know, you can check me out, blah.com, the content every week. Let's talk about Sunday night. Takeover Portland. What was that? A fantastic card, was it not?
It was on fire.
I'm just super stoked that we have the new tag team champions. Thank you. Yes, let's get rid of the draping gold.
My favorite.
Yes.
Wow. I guess you guys are just haters, man. What's up?
We're not haters. We just love the Broserweights. I told you, I had dreams of riding in on that golf cart.
Wait, what?
I did. I had dreams. I dreamt about riding in with the golf cart.
Let's not finish that dream because we don't know where that's going.
So Jim Alexander, you said on Monday night that the opening contest, Keith Lee and your boy.
My boy, Dominic Djokovic, taking over. No, I'm going by his proper Euro name, okay? He's from Croatia. That's how you do it back there. Yeah. Tore down the house. That's one of the matches of the year.
No, fair.
Like, in general, in wrestling.
I thought it was pretty nice.
It was amazing. I thought those two guys pulled off stuff. Now, when we talk about guys like Ricochet and Leo Rush, I'm not that impressed anymore after seeing what these guys can do at almost 7 foot tall and
comparing Leo
350
Rush
or whatnot.
Okay, man. You
I'm just saying, I'm not impressed. Those guys got to bring their game all the time. Because if these guys can do that stuff, the bar's way too high now.
I'm impressed with those in the chat. Angie, Dylan, Matthew, Joseph Boza, Charlene, how you doing? Dang MQ, TK Trinidad, and Jack Farmer all in the chat. Yo, comment, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff.
Trader, the man's getting ready for a huge show.
He's supportive.
And AEW Dynamite After Show is after this right here, after Buzz TV Wrestling and Sports. But before we go into tonight's festivities, Emily May, can you tell the world how they can interact with this show and other After Buzz shows?
Yes, all you wrestling fans out there, you can subscribe to the AfterBuzz Sports and Wrestling Network on YouTube. You can follow us on all of Apple Podcasts. And leave us some love. Leave us some comments. Give us 5-star review. Because this is why we do it. We do this for you. So, thank you for tuning in.
Nerds, listen up.
Bring that mic closer to your mouth, Jack.
Yeah, so let's talk about
I don't know how to use this. It's like an old-fashioned mic. I'm sitting on a couch. It's got springs coming up on there. What have I done? I am trading myself to AEW next week, okay?
This is what women say when they come to your house.
Listen, here's the thing. I do laundry every week. Everything's clean all the time. My couch, all right. Okay.
Let's talk about your favorite division, Jim. The Cruiserweight division. Leo Rush, Jordan Devlin, and a match that's for the Cruiserweight Championship. Thoughts about Leo Rush, because you love him so much.
Like small guys working against small guys.
So thoughts about the match.
That's what it was. I thought they put on a good show. Okay. I liked it. Jordan and Devlin, I feel like they're almost replicas of each other in a lot of ways.
Leo Rush and Jordan Devlin?
Yeah, okay. I think their styles in ring are so compatible and suitable. That's why they put on a hell of a match. But I just feel like they're almost the same version of each other. And just...
Power swap.
Yeah. I think they're just like almost matching each other move for move. So it's entertaining to watch, but... I don't know where they go from here. You know, like, is this their peak for both of them? You know, at this point, Jordan Devlin's got the Cruiserweight title, but where else can these guys go? You know, but I just feel they had great in-ring chemistry, and I just notice how similar they are.
It's a good point. David Christopher, people have said things pretty disparaging about Jordan Devlin, that he is, in fact, Baby Balor. Is he on his way for breaking out that shell?
It's going to take a while. I mean, I can see the comparison, and I think it's an interesting statement. I mean, there are some similarities there when you compare the two. I mean, but, you know, Balor's in his own level, you know, and I think we're still going to see so much more from Devlin. I mean, you got HBK backing him, so whenever HBK is going to sign himself. Yeah. No, but I mean, realistically, I think Jim, he hit it on the head, man. It was a great just show of what these guys do. The very similar styles they are, but I mean, I'm interested to see what happens to Devlin, where he goes, and what happens with this title run, because that division is kind of, I'm still unsure of what's to make of it right now.
Yeah,
so
for sure. Yeah. Leo Rush losing tonight, TK. Where does Leo Rush go from here?
I mean, I think he's really good at revamping himself. So he might just need a break, and obviously I think it's going to go after WrestleMania, and I definitely see he can do some great things.
Still be the man of the hour or something else?
Like, what kind of great things? You
don't think Leo Rush was doing great things?
No, he peaked with Bobby Lashley.
He peaked with Bobby Lashley?
Yeah, because what is left for him? He's a cruiserweight that can work, but... What more can you do with him?
Well, I mean, here's
the
Rush.
Thing. So this is the thing, though. I think with Leo Rush, he doesn't have to be just... There's some people in Cruiserweight that just need to stay in Cruiserweight.
But yeah, it's called 205 Live, and no one watches that.
I watch it every week on WWE Network.
I mean, do you watch it?
People watch it.
Johnny
some people. I don't know anyone.
There are people that watch it.
Yeah, like five people. But yeah. I agree. There's not that many people watch it, but I think with Leo Rush, he has the capability with his personality and his mic skills and his talent to move in pretty much any of the better brands than
but
a lot
he's
of
been
other
there
brands.
Already and he's back to NXT well, the reason and he's not using his mic skills now.
The reason he was shipped back is because he was lack of a better he was a dumbass in his decisions.
Okay, I don't know what's there.
Well, I mean, no, true. I mean, he did all the stuff back then.
He set himself back. He put the thing on Instagram. He had himself in a hallway saying, "I'm moving on to better things." Then we see him come back. So he obviously made a mistake. Mm-hmm. He learned from his mistake. People obviously like his talent and his skills. So I don't see him confined to just 205 or NXT and stuff like that. He has the capability of going to different brands.
Well, 205 is
despite his size.
Emily, may thoughts about the match, Leo Rush, and where he goes from here.
I mean, I think, you know, I agree to the point that both of them have very complementary styles. They work together. They have similar moves happening. You know, I think everyone, Leo Rush kind of deserves that moment. And, you know, you get second chances. You get to work, you know, and if he's putting in the work and he's, you know, this was, I think, a really good opening match for the episode because he got to really show people like, hey, I can take my, like, I can be taken seriously. I can do the work and I can, you know, really, make and create a good match.
Well, who should be taken seriously is John Quasto appearing in a promo.
Yes.
After Buzz TV alum, thoughts about John Quasto showing up on NXT more regularly.
Awesome,
I mean, we
dude.
Love seeing him. We all like shouted, yeah. and we were super excited. Oh, yeah. So go.
He's put in his work. He's been. Yeah. He was at AfterBuzz for 9 years. He's been doing other wrestling shows. Mm-hmm. He was on the comedy circuit. The thing I like about him, maybe because we know him, is the facial expressions that he was making during. It's like that's just a little added. Extra that you know you don't necessarily have to do or you know he's making himself known so
and
definitely
he's been killing it on commentary for 205
yeah
so
a show
he's
I watch every week on the WWE Network
and I mean, so it's amazing and he's a great fit there so.
Yeah I mean yeah it was a cool promo. I love to see well not just Raquel Gonzalez but Reina Gonzalez mm-hmm. being featured now and only bigger better things with Dakota Kai's new help. Moving on, Joe, what's your thoughts about this one? Because this was an interesting promo. It's the first interruption of two of the night. Austin Theory was coming out for a match. Yep. Ciampa was like, nah, and like beat his ass. Yep. Just wanted to see what you would think about that, you being the resident Ciampa fan.
That's right. Yeah. The theory was proven wrong. Okay. No, I liked it. I mean, Ciampa's now, we're going to see a side of him. It's going to be interesting because this is the character he would do as a heel, kind of like take... take reins over things, you know, interfere with people. But here he is doing this as a face. And he's pulling off the same kind of gimmick he did as a heel, which is interesting to see him just be that kind of aggressive face.
Right.
But now he's got the fans behind him because that measly Johnny Gargano turned heel. And I just don't see him... I know he can work with Ciampa because they've got years of experience together.
Yeah.
His tag teams are feuding each other. But I don't see how Johnny can run this feud as a heel and Ciampa as a face. I just don't see this working.
I can see it. Emily May, you saw the match on Sunday at Takeover Portland and the match tonight. Thoughts about the budding feud between Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano? On two different sides now. Almost a reverse feud.
I know. I mean, I think it's totally different than what we've seen in a long time. I think it's going to challenge Gargano to really... bring something to the ring that we haven't really seen. Yeah. So I think it's going to challenge him in a way and that I think fans are going to enjoy. And so I like the flip, and I like that that we're going to see something different.
What can
and
he bring that he hasn't brought already?
But the match at TakeOver, he was told... Like, I've never seen stuff from him that we saw at TakeOver. And so I feel like he's... Like, these storylines and the way and who he's going against is bringing something new out of him.
I feel like, at least for me personally, this answered a lot of questions. The whole thing of what we're going to do with Ciampa, which we've discussed before, so now I know we're doing Ciampa.
Yep.
But on top of that, I feel like this helps Gargano a whole lot more than it helps Ciampa, to be honest. I mean, Ciampa's in a good spot. I love the character that he's doing. And that whole aggression, I loved how he kind of came out just punked Austin Theory. That was hilarious. At the end of it, just totally
I felt bad for him.
That's
cardio, bro.
It was you know, perfect time for that whole ruthless aggression, you know, whole thing. I loved it. And I think this is really good as far as Ciampa just pushing that level of, like, what else he can do. And let's keep him going. But again, it's more of a benefit to me, in my opinion, for Gargano right now.
Sure. Yeah. Ciampa, and there we have a match next week. TK, I want to ask you about this. Because I know a couple weeks on NXT, we've said in the past that Gargano was just not really doing it for you being post that feud. But now it's reignited. Are you on board for this reverse feud? Or are you just like, it needs some more?
I'm over it.
Oh, snap. Okay, moving on. Now it's time for Punk Rock's Pin of the Night.
All right, what's going on, guys? It's time for your Punk Rock's Pin of the Night. And tonight, I am going with Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. One, because I was thoroughly entertained through this whole match. I like how it started. Right away, we had Joaquin and Raul taking the upper hand. Very aggressive, fast pace, and then you see the Grizzled Young Veterans come back. Great maneuvers, just great overall pace of the match. They told a great story. And I like the Grizzled Young Veterans. I'm rooting for them, and I like the push that they're getting, and I like to see more from them. So, because of that, taking the win tonight, salute you, Grizzled Young Veterans. That's your Punk Rock Pin of the Night.
Let's talk about that match, man, because I have questions. I have questions, y'all. The Grizzled Young Veterans was so dope at NXT UK, another show I watch every single week in the WWE Network.
When do you have time?
I don't have no life, man. Wrestling's my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm the mayor. You
and
know?
You, I was going to say,
he's the mayor. I
don't
sleep.
I'm just like Batman. I'm watching streets and wrestling. Okay, anyway, point being, these guys were fantastic at NXT UK. They got over here during the Dusty Classic. Didn't go all the way, but it does seem like these guys are set up the new tag team division at NXT. Emily May, thoughts about them, their positioning, and their match win tonight.
You know, I love them in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. I felt like if people don't watch the UK division, it really, we were introduced a little bit more to what they can do. And, you know, I like them a lot, and I'm glad they're, getting this push.
Yeah. And we want to see Raul Mendoza tag with this guy again, Joaquin Wilde. We're just dying to see that, or we're just like, eh.
I thought they had good chemistry. I liked it. Yeah. There was some synchronicity. Sorry, yeah. It just seemed natural chemistry there. Like I said, I liked the pace that they set. It was entertaining. I'd like to see it again.
Jim Alexander, here's a question for you. I know you love this question. Your boys, the Forgotten Sons, have taken some issue with the Grizzly Young Veterans, saying you don't know what a veteran is, and we're Americans, and we're going to fight them next week. Thoughts about that?
It's a perfect feud. I think these teams really lined up nicely against each other, size-wise, and just, gimmick-wise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for this feud, so I think that was...
You were waiting for it?
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I literally think if you gave Forgotten Sons any team to feud with, these are the two guys you would want them to feud with. I think you can make some good stuff for it. You got the UK versus US.
Yeah.
They got similar looks. The Grizzly Veterans, they're more athletic
sure.
than, you know, the Forgotten Sons, but I want to see the contrast of styles. I just think they match up and look the part, and there's going to be some good even promos leading up
that
to
that was surprisingly
it.
Positive. I was waiting for the Barry Eaton and Holly scenes. Yeah, exactly. That's a good matchup. All right. TK, thoughts about Forgotten Sons taking on the Grizzly Young Veterans in the future?
Didn't I ask, like, who are the Forgotten Sons? I actually like their... I feel like they're finally progressing, because at one point, like... later in the year, last year, like, they were really being forgotten. Like, we actually forgot about them.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of establishing themselves with their character that you remember, the Forgotten Sons. So true. I think they are not living up to their name.
Yeah.
Or living up to their name.
Yeah. I mean, but we kept having those conversations of, like, where are they going to be placed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How, like, who are they going to, you know, be paired against? Because they couldn't find their place. And mm-hmm. so I feel like this is a good matchup. That will be fun to watch.
Would you keep the GYV stateside or have them float between both? I'm just curious. I mean,
I think whatever is best for, like, whatever fans and audiences want to see. I think they could float.
No one cares what they want to see. It's about, like... Well, here's the thing. It's about who works for a feud right now, right? Yeah. At the moment. Like, Forgotten Sons were waiting their turn. They had nothing for them. Sure. They finally found something for them, and now they're getting their opportunity. Now they're getting their shine. Now they're getting their TV time. It's all about... timing, right? We're on the road to WrestleMania. Who's working with who? We got to see different matchups. You got to plan already. You know, there's promos for TakeOver Tampa. So mm-hmm. these are all building blocks to lead to it. So that remains to be seen. Now everything's fluid. On a road to Mania, everything's fluid.
And I think, too, with NXT being on TV now, NXT UK and other smaller shows or people that are mm-hmm. debuting, even though it's on a bigger platform, it's good to almost, like, NXT... on Wednesday nights, almost a good testing platform.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sure.
you know,
yeah.
it's, I think it's beneficial. Because there are a lot of great people on NXT UK that, you know, aside from Flobito, like, we don't see.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we are living life.
Yeah.
My life is WWE.
Hey, he's on red carpets. He's talking to comedians. What are you talking about? This man I've seen.
Yeah, but how do you get to do red carpets and bang all these chicks and Flobo's not doing that?
Listen,
I'm a man of many skills, okay?
This is kind of awkward, but speaking of banging other people, now it's time for TK's Boomerang.
Oh my gosh. Okay, thank you guys. TK's Boudoir is brought to you by Center In Company. If you want any cocoa butter, candles, all that good stuff, you can go to centerincompany.com, put in AfterBuzz TV, and get a nice little discount. So in the boudoir, I have been preaching about him for months. And he is finally on top. Run the tape. We don't have the tape, but if you look through it, I've been talking about him. Keith Lee. He's been in the boudoir before.
I know.
It's worth it. Hey, he's on a great run.
When you guys weren't behind him, I was behind
no,
him.
No, who was not behind Keith Lee, though?
Run the tape.
Who was not behind Keith Lee?
She always talked him up, but yeah. I don't think anyone was against him.
No one was against Keith Lee. His music is trash. I wasn't against Keith Lee.
We all love him.
Yeah,
we're going to bask in his glory.
Sorry, the purple lights means I'll be quiet. Go ahead, continue.
So, Keith Lee is the main in the boudoir, and then unofficial in the boudoir because she's not NXT, but she was on Women's Wrestling Weekly, so definitely check out that show. Naomi.
You're like Jim Alexander's putting random people in different shows.
Well, Naomi, one is not random. Naomi is an amazing, beautiful individual. If you haven't seen the interview, you have to check out the interview.
Yeah,
she talks about why she was away for so long. She talks about the whole new hairstyle. She talks about gimmicks. She talks about John. She talks about everything under the sun, so you definitely want to check out that interview. She is a beautiful person
inside
and out.
She talks about NXT, but you gotta watch it.
Yes, so. She actually does.
She does. She talks about NXT.
About who she wants to go against NXT.
In NXT.
So. I like Naomi, so I'm with that.
See? There you go.
Okay. You have another thing, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
An amazing individual. I think I'm also an amazing individual too. And for you guys who don't know, I'm from Canada, and the current president is trying to kick me out, so I'm trying to stay in the country. The current president, because there's prime minister in Canada, so it's the president in the U.S.
Conflict clues said Canada.
But you know,
Justin Trudeau,
I was going to say something, but I'm trying to plead my case. So. In order to stay in the U.S., there's a whole bunch of complications, a whole bunch of new laws, all that good stuff. It's very, very expensive, like, you know, $18,000 expensive. So I have set up a GoFundMe page if you want to support and actually hear the full story of what's going on and, you know, how... the laws have changed drastically. You can go to that. It's all on my social media page. So if you go to at TK Trainer and everything, go in the bio, you just hit the link, and it'll take you to that GoFundMe page. So I really appreciate your help. Everybody who is helping thus far, I am humbly and eternally grateful. And the folks who have been offering to marry me, I am humbly and eternally grateful.
Not me. I was going to donate, but you said I had no life, so forget that.
I really appreciate it. If you do want to find out the story and, you know, donate, and if you can't donate, that is quite all right. If you can spread the word, and then, you know, you say a little prayer in, you know, God, Jesus, Allah, whoever you believe in, that would be really, really appreciated.
Or go vote.
That part, but you know.
Rock your vote, smack down your vote. Now it's time for King's Court, y'all.
Just that kind of transition. There we go. Play my music.
Smack down your vote.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
Jim. Look at the man spread going.
We got it. Listen, we got to import this really woman to the U.S. Bring her in. Give her a visa.
You'll have to marry her.
I will.
You marry her voice.
Needs to be louder.
You know?
That's it?
Yes.
All right, it's been a short show.
Go.
We
got
to have a conversation. Listen, I'm on this nasty couch today. This is not where things are going down. Things are going down in the King's Court. We got new guardians. We have Angel Garza, Bobby Lashley manning the door. We're going to get Randy Orton in there because he's on a good streak. But inside the King's Court, we got my girl, Mandy Rose, and Liv Morgan at the top. Now coming into the King's Court from NXT, Tegan Knox. We gotta knock her inside the King's Court. And we gotta we're getting renewed because we're bringing in Chelsea Green also.
Alright,
okay. Chelsea Green doesn't want to be
and of
in
course,
your court.
Brandi Rhodes from what I saw on AEW tonight. So welcome.
She doesn't want to be in your court.
She's
either.
She's in.
She's not knocking on the door.
Oh, shout out to Ryan Guy. He does this every single
week. We
got to
have Knox knocking down the door.
We got to go. Emily LeMay talking about the next match. The Bros are ways. Take on Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan. I'm down for some Pete Dunne and some Matt Riddle. Let's talk about them as a team and how they're gelling since becoming the new tag team champions.
Again, I've said this on previous episodes. It's like lightning hitting a bottle. Yeah. They said it on commentary tonight. It is like a perfect match. You kind of at first didn't think they would mesh well.
Sure.
But I love the contrasting kind of attitude that they bring to the wrestling ring. But then they also have so much fun with it. And it just seems like they're kind of that perfect pair. And it's a mix of like comedy and seriousness. And I'm just really enjoying it. And I think they're going to go far.
You know, David Christopher, I have this thing. There's some wrestling purist out there who says what wrestling should be and are totally against throwing together tag teams. They want matching tights and matching looks.
Is his name Jim?
I don't like matching tights.
But these guys look so different. I mean, what's the appeal for someone who's not really into like them individually? Why they work so much well together?
As far as someone who's usually not into something like that?
Who's maybe like into Matt Riddle and into Pete Dunne, because they're different styles. They're so different.
I think it's because of the natural chemistry and the entertainment value that they bring and just their skill set in the ring. It's you can't help but be kind of included. You know, you want to watch. You want to see what happens. And like you said, they're completely different. So you kind of get a little bit of a different personality for whoever you may be. You know? I mean, maybe you like the Dunne more tough guy, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe somebody who likes the kind of more charismatic, cool guy. You know, so you kind of get both flavors, and then you back that up with the skill set, and then that natural chemistry. I think it's just going to pull you in.
Yeah. It's like a warm cookie. You get a little gooey center with a little melted chocolate, and you get a little crusty on the outside.
Sounds like a wrong show.
Yeah.
Now it's going off the rails. You're telling me I'm going to get canceled, you guys? Who's talking about gooey, warm things to devour and indulge?
I'm just saying,
I
love that.
Is that part of your dream, Emily?
Yeah. The dreaming of
trust. Wow. A warm cookie that can break.
We know this is going. This is going straight to a TakeOver Tampa one-on-one Pete Dunne versus Matt Riddle. This
you
is
want that so bad.
It is happening. It's not so obvious. Couldn't be more obvious.
Like Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, they got together for a year after.
Yeah, not this. This is too good of a one-on-one match of, like we're saying, all the things that make them a fun tag. Contrasting styles, attitude, that's what's going to make it a great feud between them when it's going to be a turn. So it's going to be an awesome.
Who goes over? Who goes over if they had that one on
Matt Riddle is going to go over because Pete Dunne's going to be the one to turn.
He's a face. I mean, heel.
He's a natural heel. So that just
but
makes sense.
I don't want to see them break apart. I feel like it needs a little more time.
What's their end game, though? They've already, they're going to hold the titles for a little bit. They can't go higher than this. This is their ultimate peak as a tag team. You can't keep that. These guys are too good individually to hold them back with the tag team titles.
What if they like start to rebuild a new tag team division?
No, that doesn't matter. Okay. Give it to someone who's an actual tag team.
Wow.
TK, tell us how the match is.
Disagree,
teams.
But okay.
Do you have any thoughts about the Broseweights or even Birch and Lorcan? Because
well, again, if you run the tape.
How many times you put yourself over in the show?
I'm not Ryan won't even run my intro much less go back to run the tapes. Come on. Yeah.
I'm not putting myself over. I'm just saying that, you know, I am attuned to certain individuals you know, some things just make sense. So I'm for them. I am definitely for this pairing, and I'm definitely for the future.
What tape am I running?
Hashtag then? Save TK.
From annoying the hell out of me. Yo, the next matchup is not even a match. It's really quick. Keith Lee against Conor Reeves. The match itself is 9 seconds long.
Was that a match?
Glory.
Can we count that? Does that really count as a match?
It was a squash. But here's the thing I liked about it, because it's been weeks since Keith Lee had besides TakeOver, he had a nice to showcase his talent. It looks like he is going to be the guy in that division. So the question I have for you guys is, what is the, besides Dominic Dijakovic, what is this? Like,
what are you looking at me like that?
Can you say Djokovic every single time?
Dominic Djokovic, okay?
No, you have to use his proper name.
What's the NA title division look like? Who is in that group?
Keith
like,
Lee for a while, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. And is anyone going to take him down, or anyone that would be a threat?
What is the North American division?
That's my question. That's my question.
What is it? Because it seems like it's NXT title light, you know, like it's not even, it's maybe their version of Intercontinental Champion or whatnot. We don't know, because the same guys that are competing for NXT Championship are competing sometimes for this North American. I just think I don't know if that title means too much. It's almost like the second rate title from, you're like, you're almost main event status, you're upper mid card, you know, guy. So, I mean, Keith Lee at this point could be main event status. He is technically.
He's not already,
So it's like, I don't know who feuds. Is it the people that can't cut it or get to the NXT title? Like the ones, it's almost like it's a third place game. You know, it's like a consolation kind of, whoever feuds with him, it's like, well, you're not in a title picture, so we'll just give you to that. He's better than that, and his competitors might be better than that.
I think with Keith Lee, he's definitely over with the majority of fans. And like I said, if you run the tape, I predicted it.
There's no tapes here.
However, I think that there's people in the locker room, writers, etc., that are not fully on board. And I think with him holding this is going to show like how he can carry it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will show either that he'll go straight to the main roster after this, which is definitely doable, or they'll feel like, okay, well, maybe let's try this storyline angle to get it right, even though when you get to the main roster, you know, they change you into vampires.
I have a question. How do you know when a writer doesn't like a professional wrestler, from your experience? Because I'm a little curious. How do you determine that?
Ask Naomi.
What?
For real?
She could. Well, I think I love Naomi. I think she's over definitely with her fans.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of those things where personality, like Bayley. Bayley was great with her fans, but the Bayley that we see now is amazing.
Don't get me started. Mm-hmm. Is it the wrong show? Don't get me started.
Amazing.
Yeah. You what?
I hate the character now.
I don't think she should. Well, anyways,
I won't say that.
Well, I like the difference, because she was Bayley with the side ponytail forever. So I like the change. I think and the good thing with some wrestlers is that they keep reinventing themselves. They try stuff, mm-hmm. and then the writers are allowing them to try. Some people pitch stuff to the writers, and it never sees the light of day. So I think with some people, how you know that they're over with writers, it's like it's locker room etiquette. Like I have friends who are football players, and it's like it's more what happens in the locker room that dictates what happens on who plays and all this other politics than what we see on the field. So I think that's a lot of stuff that happens in wrestling.
Well. I don't know, I'm just a fan, but about Bayley, she just wanted a hug.
More than
that. Now it's time for Flo Pito's booth thing of the week.
Blue thing of the week.
No product to sell, no promo code. Here's the deal.
Wow.
Phoenix is the blue thing of the week, and here's why. Her commentary has been on another level the past couple weeks and months. She's really putting the work in. And I like the fact that even the storyline with Edge on Monday somehow played into one of the episodes a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And today, which we'll talk about in her match with the match against Kayden Carter versus Chelsea Green, she got found a way to cover up some of the mistakes that Kayden did in the ring. It's all good. You're still my boo thing, Kayden Carter. But I want to say, but on the scale for that and her division and being a living legend and getting in shape, coming back to ring shape, Beth Phoenix, you are this week's boo thing.
Oh, yay!
Boo thing of the week. Is she already better than Renee was throughout her run?
Renee's not a commentator. She's an analyst.
Yeah, but when she was a commentator, is Beth Phoenix already better than Renee was throughout her run?
If you're asking me personally, I'm going to say yes. But what do you guys think?
Fair.
Yeah, but you...
But you can't kind of... It's kind of like apples to oranges.
That's super hard because Renee's commentator, like Beth, has been in the game for how long, even as a wrestler.
Yeah.
I think
they have different styles, but like I love Beth on commentary, and she really just brings an energy to it. And a perspective.
And there's a real difference from interviewing people backstage to being, like, when she started commentating.
To doing, like, play-to-play.
Yeah, she worked on that, but that's a whole different skill, a skill set. Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you gave her, if she was still commentating, you gave her another 3 to 5 years, it's a whole nother beast.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely different.
Yeah. Let's talk about this match, Kayden Carter versus Chelsea Green, a match where Bianca Belair showed up, cut a promo, and peaced out. Dave Christopher, I mean, Bianca has every right to be upset, to be considered an afterthought in this whole Rhea Ripley Charlotte thing, but is that the right move for her?
I feel like the theme of the night was just like interrupt matches.
Who gives it,
right?
You know, just why not?
And I will give you some tape on this one, TK. You were behind Bianca for a long time.
And I am still behind Bianca.
I'll give you that credit.
I'm admitting
Bianca has grown on me so much to the point to where I'm almost in the middle between her and Ripley now.
Okay.
You were saying that if you run the tape, because I've been behind Bianca, that you are now behind.
This show's like 35 minutes now. We already had 10 minutes off our tape cut lately. Okay.
I do love how they. I mean, I felt like it's just pretty disrespectful, especially when you're trying to get over Chelsea Green. You know,
just come
in there and just like overshadow. Here's a bigger star, you know what I mean? So that kind of sucked, but I do love the attitude with Bianca, and I agree that we need to keep her up there and on
run
TV. And I like what she's doing. I really do.
I'm not going to say anyone run the tape. I'm just going to tell you guys, listen to me every week. I've been telling you this every week. This is what's going to happen to Bianca.
Yeah, he has.
That's what's going to happen to Bianca.
So I felt like it was a little, like, yes, people were interrupting, and I love Bianca. Like, I've always been behind her, but I felt like Chelsea Green needed her moment tonight, and yeah, she took the win. But I felt like it like lost momentum of the match because Bianca could have done it backstage and I still would have gotten the same effect.
Yeah.
Just my opinion, because I feel like it lost the momentum. But it also felt like Chelsea Green could get the win because it happened.
Right.
At the same time. So it's kind of like, it's a mixed bag. Here.
Here's my theory. If they do a triple threat match between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte, that Bianca would be the pure protagonist here. What better way to establish that than having Chelsea Green go, how dare you interrupt my match
from last week?
I mean, it adds
kind of that extra, like, if you get other people kind of, like, behind Bianca or kind of, like, questioning, like, why does she keep doing this, then it kind of adds some depth to, you know, her matches later.
And then also speaks to Bianca's character, like the amount of times that we've seen her so close, and, you know, myself, you can run the tape of me being not right, myself, as far as like, oh, she's gonna get it this time, or she should get it, she hasn't, but still through and through she's managed to come somewhere close to the top, and people believe in her, and people that even on the main roster are saying like she has talent, that it almost doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure she wants to have the belt and I want to see her have the belt, but it almost doesn't matter that if you bring her to the main roster, whether she has the belt or not, or she ever gets the belt, it doesn't matter because her talent is like that type of rise.
She's NXT's version of Natty.
No. The Sam Roberts of NXT After Show.
No, I look better than that dude. Don't even compare me to that.
Why would you say she's the NXT version of Natty?
Because she's a safe choice to be in a mid-card level, but they will never... at least at this point, for the foreseeable future, put the strap on her and ride with her at the top. Because she's a safe choice to work with a lot of different people. Yeah. They like what she has to offer in a ring, and she can talk, but she doesn't have that star factor to them, at least at this point.
At least at this point,
to put them over. Look at Ripley. How long has she been around? Bianca's been around way longer.
David and Chris want to disagree. So, Jim, what's up?
No, I absolutely disagree. I think Bianca has a star power, and it's because of her work ethic and what she's performed in the ring and how she's basically overcome all of that is what's grown on me, because I'm a stickler for that. So I can see that changing, and we've seen that with many superstars in the past where people just shift. You know how fickle the WWE is.
Fickle.
So I think she does have, and I do see her getting elevated down the road.
Well, and she is one of the best athletes and
hands down,
one of the top athletes right now in the NXT locker room. She has such a brand that she's creating that she could take any belt that she wants to.
Why hasn't she taken any?
Because it's not her time yet.
I think
it is her time, but I also think that everybody backstage, as far as writers, feel like they can insert her whenever. Like, if they insert her
that's
now.
That's what I said. That's why she's a natty.
There have been times with Natty where it's just like she doesn't have a storyline whatsoever. But Bianca, I am willing to bet if we sit down with Bianca, which I'm hoping we are going to get her on Women's Wrestling Weekly. If we sit down with Bianca, she probably has 10 or 12 different stories that she's pitched that might be coming down the pipes. I think with Natty, she's been in the game for so long that it's just like, it's two different levels. Not to say Bianca's better than Natty, because Natty's been in the game forever and she's definitely on her way to being a Hall of Famer.
No question.
I think with Bianca, they believe in her so much that it's just like, we can leave her here. Where she's going to be a problem, because if you leave her there too long, then she's going to lose that luster.
But there has to be a strategy behind it and a long-term game for it. And so that's what I feel like they're figuring it out. Sure. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's okay. Take time with her. Like, really kind of have everyone get behind her, and then she has her belt.
I'm kind of in the middle. Here's the thing. I was on the fence of, like, you saying, okay, she's going to be so good and so talented, but she's not going to give an opportunity. That changed this year at the Royal Rumble, because they put her at number two and she went the distance for as far as she did.
30-something minutes.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they said, hey, look, that's a very coveted spot. She didn't win. She didn't come in at a suit and clear the ring. She was like the workhorse spot.
But everyone was talking about her.
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell.
She's the Ziggler. Though. She's the Natty. That's what she is.
What, Ziggler and Natty is the same category?
Yeah, it is. No. Same workers. No. Plug him in.
Get out of here.
Ryan,
this is where you swipe Jim out of the
show. Final thought for me, the main event. Final thought about Bianca Belair.
I just love her, and I'm like,
shout for the love and the grace.
Just love.
Our main event of the evening: Velveteen Dream, the return of Velveteen Dream, taking on Roderick Strong, the man that injured him for the North American title back in the day. 5 months. Last time we saw Velveteen wearing Roderick Strong's wife on his trunks,
airbrushed on his trunks,
underhanded, but people still love him. Thoughts about the match, because it was different. I thought it was kind of different.
Different is in we have a new version of Velveteen Dream. First of all, we need to talk about that.
It's a
change of character, because it's not the same. He's got elements of the previous guy that we saw, but now it's a little bit. It's a different look.
Yeah,
and it's a
different look.
Look at that toy story onesie, the cloud. Here's the thing. I think we're getting a Velveteen Dream that's a face, but he does a lot of heelish things, right?
This one does.
He's a cool heel. He's a cool face.
Right.
That's a borderline heel.
I think we were trying to figure out kind of what line he's treading here, and if you know, he's a heel or a face.
Right,
and
he's doing the revenge thing.
A face when he's going against Roderick Strong.
But he, like, airbrushed a man's wife
that's
on his trunks.
That's fine, because Roderick Strong is so unlikable.
And it was on his junk, too. It wasn't like it was on his side.
That's fine.
Over his junk, man.
Who's going to root for Roderick Strong?
I mean, it's Roderick Strong's fan.
Nobody
that's what
really
I'm saying.
No one cares about Roderick Strong. All those three guys, those guys that haven't been getting over. He took the titles away, rightfully so.
They
got over because of being in that group. Individually.
War Hero 99 says Roderick's family will leave him for the dream.
That dude has nothing to offer.
You know, so to go back to Velveteen Dream's look, you know, I've always loved him. I'm glad he's back. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see... you know, how he's going to develop this look and kind of the his new character.
Yeah.
I think if you watch Netflix and you watch Tom Papa, he talks – he references –
time to watch Netflix.
I know, right? He references Prince and how when Prince came into his life at, like, a young age, like, he didn't know necessarily what Prince was, but he knew that he was so amazing and so talented mm-hmm. that he'd just follow him to the ends of the earth. Like, this is, like, yeah. Tom Papa as talking – when he was a kid. And I think with Velveteen Dream, no matter what he does, whatever reincarnation, like, it still still resembles what he had before.
Yeah.
But I could really care less about Roderick Strong. Like, you could have inserted anybody, and Velveteen Dream has such a presence
no question.
It's like, no matter what idea or reincarnation of a character that he has, he is just that good.
Yeah.
Well, some people are like, you know, they work on it mm-hmm. and you can see them working on it. And some people just have it, and with Velveteen Dream, to me, he just has it. Like, just no matter what he does and what he applies his mind to, he's gonna have it. I'm really eager, and I know we're all tired of the call-ups because now all three brands are on TV, mm-hmm. but I really want to see how he's going to interact with a lot of other people on the main roster and how it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, his entrances are always amaze me, and he always brings it, and it's powerful.
David Christopher, final thoughts about the match, Velveteen Dream?
I mean, the match itself was good. It really was. I agree. I don't know. I'm kind of bored, again, with the whole, you know, Undisputed Era thing, draped in gold, that whole thing. I'm glad that that's going away. I'm not too thrilled on what we're doing with Roderick Strong. I really don't know what we're doing. It is cool to see Velveteen Dream back. I don't know what we're doing with him either. Yeah. So for me, this match was a little puzzling, and I was more just kind of not sure what to make of it. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to say, well, we'll see what happens, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Jim Alexander, where can the world find you online? Good sir.
That face.
You know where to say, find me, people.
Oh my gosh.
All the mothers in America, send your daughters my way at the Jim Alexander on all social media, realtalker.com. That's where Flobo is doing stuff. So if you want to check out his stuff, realtalker.com, reeltalker.com, talking to the biggest people. David, hit it next.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, David_Christopher_official or Fit TV Network, or obviously every Wednesday here with this awesome panel, NXT After Show, Emily May.
Awesome. You can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
And shout out to Dylan for creating my hashtag. See, I knew somebody in the chat would create my hashtag. The hashtag is SaveTK.
Roll the tape.
If you want to check everything out, GoFundMe and all that other good stuff, you can go on every platform at TK Trinidad.
Oh yes, support Flobo. You can follow me on Twitter at Flobo Boys, on Instagram at Flobito and Flobito.com. Support the homie by buying a t-shirt at Flobito.threadless.com. Shout out to Evan T. Mac, but until next time, pleasure you later.
Right.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.